This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'd like to welcome all the brothers and sisters for the next episode of Night Kalam. And today we have a special guest with us, Dr. Bilal Philip. Alhamdulillah, to Dr. Bilal Philip, we said, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Yeah. Now coming back to the question that they just asked us about what people use normal will say that, no, we were created like this, so don't blame us if we don't change. So what would be your answer to this kind of question?
Well, I would say that psychologists and sociologists and others, scientists who look at human beings, they divide their characteristics into two categories. One, they say, is natural, and the other one is learned. You know, they call it, you know, what you're born with, that all human beings share. And then other characteristics which you learn from the society around you. The characteristics which you're born with, you know, we eat, we sleep, you know, these physical commonalities, these represent one group of practices. We need to do them. Everybody's doing them. We may change when we do them, because of course, it may be a norm that you grow up with sleeping at 10 o'clock at night, but due to the type of work you're doing, you may be forced to sleep at 12 o'clock at night instead. So you make the change as necessary for your job circumstance, or you may decide, I want to go to bed earlier so I can get up earlier, I get up and make tahajjud at night. You know, so these practices, all of these can be changed. There's no doubt about it. You can change the timing, but you can't change the need. You need to sleep. So we all have to sleep. But when you sleep, you can follow the sunnah and sleep after dhuhr also, qaylula, you know, and that makes your night sleep lighter, easier for you to get up for fajr. You know, so these are areas, same thing with the food that you eat. Everybody has to eat. But, so we can't say, okay, I'm going to stop eating, you'll die. So eating is a necessity. Everybody eats. This is part of our characteristics which are necessary for us to exist. But now when you eat, how you eat, do you eat with the right? You know, do you drink with the right? Or do you drink with the left? And then some people say, oh, if you put your hand under the right, then that's okay for you to drink. No. This is something that has become a common cultural practice, but it's wrong. Because the Prophet ﷺ said, do not eat and drink with your left. Satan eats and drinks with his left. So all of these, we could say, natural characteristics, all of them can be changed in terms of the time, you know, way, etc. But we can't change in the sense of stopping them altogether. Whereas the other body of characteristics, which we learn, you know, you're born, what your parents teach you, what the children around you, you learn from them, what you learn in school and the environment, the society, everything. That's another set of characteristics. And these types of characteristics you can stop altogether. Or you can start new ones and replace the old ones. That's the reality. So when a person says, I was born that way, which one are we talking about? If it's amongst the learned characteristics, then you really weren't born that way. You learned it. You know, and you can unlearn it. It may be more difficult if you've been doing it. The longer you've been doing it, the harder it is to change it. But these are all changeable, you know. So both characteristics are changeable. The natural ones, you can't erase them. The other set, which are learned, these you can erase, you know.
Alhamdulillah. I think it's a fitrah. It's a mantra that human need to eat, need to drink. They like to talk, you know. But in the same time, we do believe that our Prophet ﷺ did mention that kullu maulud yulad ala fitra. Everyone is born with their fitra. That mean their fitra is they need this, they need that to survive in this world. So at home, of course, when the upbringing of the children also play a very important role. Whether you want to mold them to be a better person, or you just want to let them with their own fitra. Yeah? And we believe that the fitra of human, when they are young, they do not know how to differentiate what is good, what is bad. No, they just experience anything that comes in front of them. But as they grow, they start to pick up things, and that's how the changes come in. They know they don't like this. They're very choosy. They're very picky sometimes. If not, then there's not a fitra. But of course, we also believe that the environment also plays a very important role to change the personality of a person. We family love to give the best to the children. They want the children to be the best. But later on, when the children are exposed to the outside environment, now, if the outside environment is not healthy, then easily they can be, they can change and follow the environment. That's why the Prophet also reminds us by saying that al-mar'u aladini qalili falyanzur ahadukum mayuqalil. That means we must be selective in whatever we do. I personally think that people who use this term, no, I was born in this, what can you do? No, Allah created me, but this is an excuse. Very lame excuses. They just want to, tell the people, don't bother about me. Leave me alone. But in reality, I believe that everyone was given the opportunity to develop. Especially if you look at in the 60s, 70s, or 80s, you don't have all these gadgets, smartphone, multi. People are changing. That they can change. They can develop. But one can't come to character, certain character, they seem to give a lot of excuses just because they don't like people to correct them.
I think some of those characteristics, though, like, for example, among the negative characteristics is anger. It's quick, and some people are quick to get angry, and they get violently angry. They start to throw things, hit other people, can become very, very violent. And then when you say, brother, you shouldn't do this, this is not good. So, well, that's the way I am, I can't change it. I just can't stop myself, But the point is that even that you think is so basic to yourself, it seems you don't have any control of it. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did tell us, if you get angry, you're standing, sit down. So that will help you. If you're still angry whilst you're sitting down, lie down. I mean, of course, it might be difficult in some circumstances to just go and lie down, people, But the point is that it is possible, because a lot of that anger ends up coming out in the home, Because usually if you're in the workplace, you can't show that kind of anger to your boss, right? But it's only when you're the place where you are the boss, this is when you can show that kind of anger. So that's usually in the home. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said, lie down if you're sitting. Because in the workplace, you're upset with your boss. You can't just go lie down in the office on him, right? It's not going to work. But in the home, yeah, you can. Let me just go lie down, please. Cool yourself out. Yeah. So you can. It is possible to change.
I believe that Allah Almighty, who created all of us, who know the weaknesses we have. That's why he sent down the revelation, and the Prophet was sent to us just to guide us, to coach us, to remind us actually. Of course, the temper is in everybody. Everybody have anger. So it's how you control your anger. Like what you said was so true just now, that in the office, you know how to control your anger. If you do not control your anger, you
lost your job.
No, gone, bye-bye, you see. But when at home, they feel that they have authority, So they start to show their anger. At the end of the day, we know anger do not bring any benefit to anybody. But sometimes we have the right to be angry when something bad is happening in front of us. Of course, it's not right for us to show that. Oh, we are happy. People do haram things. Okay, it's okay. No problem. Cannot. We show my anger also. It's like how the Prophet said, "Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah." Whoever love for the sake of Allah and be angry for the right reason, I think is good. But everything, character, I think, is something that we can develop if we want. As long as we have the right intention that we want to be a better person, Allah help those who help themselves. It's very true, like what Allah have reminds us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيْرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيْرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah would not even He have all the power to say, كُنْ فَيَكُنْ, nobody can say anything. But Allah is telling us that if you don't want to change, then Allah will leave you to what you want to do. But then you'll be responsible on what you're doing. So I believe that inshallah, everyone was given the opportunity to become a better person. So don't give these lame excuses. This is me, what can I do? You know, you got to accept. No. Of course, you can, if you want. It's up to every one of us, whether you are sincere to yourself, you want the best for yourself or not. If you want, I believe we can do a lot of changes within ourselves.
True.
So may Allah bless us, may Allah guide us, and may Allah help those who always give this kind of excuses. And if they still have problem, I think they should go to the scholar, a good scholar, seek advice to see how the scholar can help them. Because when we ask for ihdina sirata mustaqim, we ask Allah for guidance. Now, guidance means you must look for guidance. You just ask and then you don't follow. So fas'alu ahli zikri in kuntum la ta'lamun. Allah also remind us, it's good for us to ask the people who knows. When we do not know how to control our temper, our bad habit, I believe at the end of the day, all of us will become a better person if we work towards that, inshallah. So may Allah help us, may Allah guide all of us, inshallah. We hope that Allah Rabbul Alameen will forgive our weaknesses, the excuse we always give, now what can I do?
Right.
We believe that we can do more than what we always claim, inshallah. Jazakallah khair. Wa bila tawfiq wa akhir da'wana. Walhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.